taxes on the bankers. Why are we bailing out bankers? Why are the poor being affected by the gambling debts of the rich? They say cut back, we say fight back.
I'm Motley Crue in front of the City Hall. I've arrived for the second protest in a row on a Saturday.
Yeah. We would say Mr. Lee Motley Crue, but I mean, there's people out just basically protesting against the increasing rise in house repossessions and evictions. House repossessions have increased by 11% in the past 5 years. So, and it's something which will, you know, with the deepening of the economic crisis, it's going to have more of an impact on people's lives. So, I guess this protest is just the start of the campaign to actually say stop the evictions, stop repossessions of people's houses. I mean, across Belfast, you have tens of thousands of houses lying empty, but you still have thousands of people also on the housing waiting list. So, those houses should be taken over by Stormont and actually given to people who are desperate need of housing.
So, I mean, Belfast isn't too busy today. St George's Market, we're complaining too. It's not busy, but you have 20 or 30 people here. You have a light hailer. You have a few signs. Are you really getting your message across to a lot of people? Would you not be better writing an article for the newsletter in the Irish News and more people would hear?
Well, I mean, you can do that, but I mean, some protests are big, some protests are small, but regardless, point being is we're here and people are coming past and saying that there's a people in Belfast standing up against house repossessions. So, I mean, you always want more, you always want bigger protests, but today's about making a point about house repossessions and house evictions in Belfast.
Who's making the point too?
Well, it's making a point to the people and, you know, anybody else who is prepared to listen, because, I mean, certainly the politicians are talking about homelessness or repossessions or evictions, so it's people in Belfast, Occupy Belfast and others standing up to actually say, do something about this, because it's absolutely disgrace what's going on with house repossessions and house evictions. So I think that's what today is about. We always want more numbers, we're always appealing for more people to come down and join the protest, but today is about people actually taking a stand to say house repossessions, house evictions are an absolute disgrace.
So how should people find out more about Occupy Belfast?
Well, there's the Facebook page and their Twitter page, so people can go online and check it there. There's every Saturday or every other Saturday there's a protest, so just keep online or keep a check online or call down the camp and find out what's happening, talk to one of the campers.
How's the camp going? It must have been a pretty cold Christmas.
It was a very cold Christmas in the years, but it was good. People still camped out over Christmas. There was a turkey dinner on Christmas Day and New Year's Day, so very, very, very festive Occupy Belfast over the Christmas period.
Whose streets?
Our streets!
Whose streets?
Our streets!
Your streets!
Our streets!
Shit streets! They are, yeah. Dirty streets, eh? Full of vomit and full of piss.
Full of housing.
So that's what it is for.